FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The following story is not for sensitive listeners and features details of sexual abuse. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola says officers will continue to trace more suspects involved in child pornography. This after two suspects, aged 58 and 62, were arrested in connection with the crime in KZN. Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate says it was a joint operation between police and the US Homeland Security Department.
Being in possession, accessing, downloading, distribution, facilitating, viewing and manufacturing of child porn is a crime in South Africa. Our priority as the South African Police Service is to protect our women, children and vulnerable groups against those that perpetrate violence and crimes against them.
And Richards Bay Minerals has praised police for their work that led to the recovery of minerals stolen from the mining operation. Investigations led a task team to a warehouse in Johannesburg where 15 million rand worth of zircon and chloride was discovered last Wednesday. Police say the minerals were being repackaged to be sold to international buyers after being diverted from the Richards Bay harbour. They made a similar recovery in Durban last month. And abroad, a Russian journalist has been detained in Russia for extremism. Sergei Karelin is accused of making videos for the team of the late Alexei Navalny, who was a former opposition leader who died in prison. Karelin works for the Associated Press. AFP reports that it's the second journalist arrested this weekend over such allegations after Konstantin Gabov of Reuters was detained yesterday. And finally, financial aid scheme NESFIS has devised a way to address the ongoing non-payment of student allowances. It will be implemented for payments due at the end of next month and will distribute allowances directly into students' bank accounts. Spokesperson Ishmael Mnisi.
NSFAS is aware of the persistent challenges experienced by some students on the April allowances, which have already been dispersed. The scheme has deployed senior NSFAS officials and servicing administrators to all affected institutions to address these challenges.
Recapping your top story this hour, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola says officers will continue to trace more suspects involved in child pornography. This after two suspects, aged 58 and 62, were arrested in connection with the crime in KZN. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.